98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Doug and Wolf's Rush Hour Reboot. Rush Hour Reboot. Getting you up to speed on everything happening in sports this morning. Brought to you by 72 Sold. Get the price for your home at 72sold.com.
Maloney takes over to command and control of the Auction Community Studios, where she leads us in all the facts of all the sports stories that you need to know. Wolf and I give our opinions, and so do you, at DougAndWolf98.7, hashtag Rush Hour Reboot. Go for it.
So, Wolf, before I kind of kick things off with our top story, I'm just curious as to why you hate the Ducks.
I don't hate the Ducks.
Well, you said Justin Herbert makes me hate the Ducks even more.
I was doing that a little tongue-in-cheek right there, okay? I'm not crazy about the Oregon Ducks. There's no doubt about that. But I have to tell you right now, watching Justin Herbert play blew my mind. Getting the chance to watch this kid actually go out in the way he's operating right now, I'm telling you, this kid is going to be good.
He was really good at Oregon when there was no pressure. But when there was pressure on him, he was a turnover machine. He would make so many bad decisions. And I don't see as many going on when he's under pressure right now. Now, every team I've seen play the Chargers,
yeah,
there's about two dropped interceptions every game. So it could be worse. And the Saints dropped one, too. So it could get bad if he doesn't clean that up. But he is doing better than he did at Oregon.
This kid was making his fourth NFL start last night. And he took it right down to the wire with Drew Brees.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just think about it. He's faced Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, Drew Brees.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Jeez. Okay, so the chances of Chandler Jones playing again this season for the Cardinals doesn't exactly look great. But as the team awaits the pass rusher's MRI results, Cards head coach Cliff Kingsbury hasn't completely shut the door on the possibility. But if it all does happen where his injury is season-ending, who would replace Jones?
It really falls on all of us, you know, every player on this team. You got to step your game up offensively, score more points, special teams-wise, get better field position, and then defensively, we got to find a way to generate pressure. And as far as Gardett goes, just a phenomenal story. His work ethic, I mean, his presence each and every day on that practice field when he's going scout team against our offensive line is amazing to watch, and hard work pays off, and he took advantage of that opportunity.
Who do you think could replace Chandler Jones, whether he's on the roster or not?
Short term, Hassan Reddick. I'd start him there right now, immediately. You're the guy that's going to get the first shot at it. Long-term as in as soon as you can get him past COVID protocols and into the clubhouse, into the locker room and know the system, Lorenzo Alexander.
Who's going to replace him? Nobody. Nobody's going to replace him. Who's going to get his reps? Man, I think it's going to be Kylie Fitz. Devon Kennard is going to come back. I think Kylie Fitz could be the guy that is going to get the reps. I think you could use Dennis Gardeck in certain third and obvious pass situations. I love what Cliff said there, though. I have to say this. I absolutely love the fact that he was saying, you know, everybody has got to help replace Chandler Jones. The offense has got to go out and score more points. The special teams have got to pick it up as well. Defense, everybody has got to play better when you lose a Chandler Jones. Mm-hmm. Well said, Cliff.
Tuesday night's game between the Buffalo Bills and Tennessee Titans will proceed as scheduled after all the Titans' coronavirus tests from Monday came back negative. Here's Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
Yeah, we're fortunate that our guys are mentally tough individuals. That said, there's a human element to this, and I think there's layers on this.
They're mentally tough. That is what is getting them ready for the game, Wolf. Mentally tough.
Who was that, Mel? Who
said
that?
His name's Sean McDermott.
Sean McDermott. That's interesting right there. Sean, did you play? Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just curious. What do you think the product on the field will look like tonight with the Titans preparing all virtually?
I have no idea, but I am fascinated with tonight's game. I cannot wait to actually watch it. Sean McDermott.
I think this will be a national staring down of Josh Allen. I don't think the nation truly has seen just how far he's come as a quarterback, and I think they're about to against the Titans.
Yesterday, you guys asked ASU head coach Herm Edwards.
Michael or LeBron?
I know both of them.
Hey, you stepped in it.
Which is good. And so with that being said, they're too special to even try to say who's 1A and who's 1B. I mean, I don't know. It's great for talk shows. I just say I know this. If those guys were on your team, your chances of winning a championship are really, really good.
How about the fact that you dropped, I know both of them?
I know. I just so casually. And it's like, okay, Herm Edwards just knows both. But now, front page of ESPN, that is the debate. Are LeBron's 4 NBA titles better than Michael Jordan's 6?
No. No. That's 2 more titles. And sometimes, too, you win titles. Of course, everyone's looking at LeBron James saying he won, what, 3 different teams? I look at it and I say to myself, I look at Michael Jordan and think you won it with multiple different players as well. And because of that, it becomes harder to repeat over and over and over again. Yet somehow, some way, he won 6 of them. To me, Michael Jordan is still the greatest of all time.
I think Michael Jordan's the greatest because it was harder to do it at the time that he did it than it is right now. That's the difference. Because LeBron's done it with a different cast of characters every step of the way, and so has Michael. I think LeBron's championship with the Cavs to come back against Golden State and the block, that championship was harder than all of Jordan's. Meaning, I should say all. I mean, everyone, if you look at each championship individually, it was harder for James to win that one with that Cavs team than each of the ones that Jordan won. But as collective whole, to get through the Celtics, to get through the Pistons, and then you still won your first one against Magic Johnson. There is nobody that's comparing themselves to Magic, Isaiah, and Bird, which is what Michael had to go through. LeBron hasn't had to go through a gauntlet like that.
Yeah, but LeBron has been given an awful lot of gifts. I don't know if Michael Jordan was given as many gifts, and he's got 2 more.
So right now, actually, they're debating on First Take who has dominated his sport more, Tom Brady or LeBron James?
Wow. Wow, okay, let me think about that.
I'm going to go with Tom Brady because it's so much harder to dominate football, and he's got more rings, and I'll even take LeBron's cast of characters around him than I will. I'll always say this about Tom Brady. Look at his receivers. Name the receiver other than Randy Moss that you're going to stand on the table and guarantee they're a Hall of Famer. Can't do it. And yet, look what Tom Brady did with all of those people. I'm saying Brady.
I would have to go Tom Brady as well. I would have to go Brady. He's got 6. See Michael Jordan. He's got 6 as well. There's a theme here. I'm going with Tom Brady.